This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham Restaurant Week is in full swing. At several restaurants across the city, diners can choose from a pre-fix menu. That's several courses at a fixed price. But with crowded restaurants and a limited menu, is it really worth it? WBHM's Janae Pierre has more.
Three courses for $30. That's the going rate for dinner at many eateries during Restaurant Week. Eric Velasco writes about food in Birmingham, and since I'm pretty new to town, he gives me a list of restaurants to check out.
They do good food. And in the evening, they're doing like entree kind of stuff. It's three tacos in the afternoon.
He says Restaurant Week is the perfect time to check out some of these spots.
Well, Restaurant Week, I think, is a great opportunity to try new places, to go to places you might not have gone to before.
Places like Little Savannah in Forest Park. On day one of Restaurant Week, I go to see Little Savannah chef Clifton Holt. Tonight he's serving roasted corn and bacon chowder, pork shoulder steak, and a chocolate mousse for dessert. I ask him how he prepares for the 10-day event.
The first thing we focus on, obviously, is the menu. The second thing we focus on is proportioning and our cost proportioning as well.
Basically, that means he has to create a menu that's inexpensive for the restaurant and the customer without skimping on quality and freshness. And that's not always easy to pull off. Velasco says that's why some Restaurant Week deals are better than others.
It's limited in that you have limited opportunities of what to get the bargain for.
The main idea behind Restaurant Week is to get people in the door, especially new customers. But some restaurants would rather concentrate on their regulars. Tasso Lopez owns Ted's Restaurant, a meat and three near UAB.
I don't stress my energy and my time to new customers, but rather than to appreciate the existing customers because they're my bread and butter.
Ted's is skipping Restaurant Week this summer. For Lopez, it's just not worth the headache of coming up with a custom menu.
I don't think the Restaurant Week is designed to increase business for the business.
So is Restaurant Week worth it? To customers, maybe. To chefs and restaurant owners, somewhat. It just depends on the menu and where you eat. For WBHM, I'm Janae Pierre.